Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I'm in the Word, I never want to be bored in God's Word. Amen. And sometimes we do things for the sake of doing things. And sometimes it gets old and it gets repetitive. And last Wednesday night, I just didn't feel much of an anointing when I was teaching the lesson. And when I don't feel the anointing of God, there's something missing. So I've got to get back to that place, because I want to speak what God wants you to hear. Amen. And yeah, and I'm not singing that song when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit saying I was bored, because I know when he's working and I know when he's not. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell when he's working because there's fruit that follows, okay? And so if there's not fruit following, you have to say, okay, let me go back to the drawing board and let me see. Amen. Because God wants to minister to our hearts and lives. How many need to be encouraged? Come on, let's be real. How many are going through something in their life? How many know we're going through a time when the enemy is pouring out all the stops, okay? But greater is he that is in us than he that's in this world. We should have got that Sunday, I believe, right?
That's right.
So tonight, bear with me. Look with me in John, 1 John chapter 4 for a moment. And I'll lead into where we're going tonight. Praise God. You know, every time I'm talking about the Holy Spirit and the work of the Spirit and the Word of God in our hearts and lives, we're doing the will of God. You know, so many times we're saying, Lord, what's best for me? What's best for me is to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. So we're seeking to do his will and not our will. And when we're seeking to do his will, we're going to be faced with adversity. We're going to be faced with some trials and some tribulations. But be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Amen. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 6, just to lead into where we're going tonight, he says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And tonight I want to talk to you about the spirit of truth. Amen. If Jesus said we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free, whatever we're facing, no matter what we're dealing with, the truth of God's word will help us. So tonight I want you to look in your Bibles to John chapter 16, verse number 13. Amen. And the word of God says, how be it, when the spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. Amen. How many know that when we're walking in the Spirit, we shouldn't have too many surprises? Amen. Sometimes I don't know exactly what the adversity is going to be, but the Lord shows me ahead of time that something's coming. Amen. So he tells us as his children to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So tonight, I want to talk to you this evening about the spirit of truth. We're going to look at the guide, the guider, and the guiding. Amen. And just like all of us, we need his guidance. Amen. So let me pray. Father, I pray, Father God, tonight, Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone that's gathered here tonight, either in the sanctuary or on the website, Father God. I pray that you minister to every heart and every life, Father God, that you open up every ear of every hearer to receive the truth, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you speak to me tonight. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. There's one easy way when we're looking at the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of error is always contrary to the word of God. Amen. Recognize with me that God will never go outside of his word. Amen. We can hold God to his word, and he holds us to his word. You know, he says to test him to see. So tonight, when we're looking at this first and foremost, we're looking at the guide, howbeit the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. So first we're going to look at the guide. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah 30. Verse number 20. The prophet says this, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Now, when I was looking at the God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth, I'm looking at the Spirit of truth, and I've noticed so many times when the Lord speaks to me or speaks to you and says, turn here, walk this way, do this, sometimes my flesh doesn't feel like it. Hello? And sometimes I'll go ahead and go the opposite way, which he said, and I find myself in a situation or a circumstance or in a storm, and basically what I have to do when that wind of adversity comes, I've got to turn back, go back to that point, and do what he told me to do in the first place. Yeah. Yeah. He never forgets what he told us to do. Sometimes we forget what he told us to do, and when we forget, it becomes the spirit of error, not the spirit of truth. And the Lord says, walk this way, that's the spirit of truth. When I go this way, that's the spirit of error. The problem with the error, when you take the T and add to it, the error brings terror. Amen. All of a sudden, God gets our attention. Amen. I don't know about you, but so many times he gets my attention. I share, we just had, in the church building, we had a heat system, cool system went out that end of the building, one of the pumps in one of the units. And I started worrying and fretting about it. And the Lord said, why are you worrying and fretting about it? I said, because it's going to be expensive. And the Lord said, well, who's the building belong to? It belongs to the Lord. In other words, he will take care of it. Amen. And I just got the quote of the day at $7,500. And it went up almost $2,000 more than the one last year. And then I started doing research, and you can't get them anywhere. You can't find them anywhere. And everything's on back order because of the COVID virus. And so the government stopped everything down, so everybody would be in a jam to need the government. All right? But guess what? We're not relying on the government to take care of us, because the government doesn't supply me. God does. For my God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, sometimes when something happens, we don't like that it happened, but God just reminds us, he says, don't worry, don't fret, I've got it covered. Amen? I've always provided for you in the past, I'll provide for you in the present, and I'll take care of you in the future. Amen? Because if I start looking at it with my own understanding and my own feelings, all of a sudden I get stressed out, I get worried, and things come in, and all of a sudden sickness comes with stress and worry. Yeah. Hallelujah. All of a sudden my mind starts wandering, and then the adversary brings all these weapons in to try to beat me up. Yeah. Amen? So he's saying that first, that how be it when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall guide you into all truth. The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 42, are you listening? He reminded me, a lot of times we step by faith, not by sight. Let me say something to you. If I could see it, there's no faith involved in it. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 42, 16, he says, and I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm as close as the call of my name. Amen. So he's saying to you and I love what the Luke says in Luke chapter 1. This is a prayer I had this week, not just for me, but for others. Verse 74, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, because of Jesus coming. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high have visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen. So first he said, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you unto all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And when I was looking about this, to guide our steps, he speaks it now of the guider. I think God, I just got the GGG thing going on tonight. The guider, the guider being the Holy Spirit. So in Acts chapter 13, Acts 13, are you with me tonight? As they ministered to the Lord, verse 2, and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Amen. In other words, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you in all truth. He shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. And he spoke to them to send. Amen. I thank that God for those that are sent and not those that just went. Many just went that weren't sent. There's a difference here, but Paul and Barnabas, they're being sent for the work of the ministry. How many know that God's appointed you and placed you for a time such as now? Amen. Amen. How many know that God has purposes and plans for your life? How many know that God plans for good for you and not for evil? He plans to give you hope and expect it in. Just as Paul and Barnabas, as they were being separated for the work of the ministry and called into the ministry, they didn't know where they were going, but by faith they were being obedient to the call of God. Amen. And to the voice of God. Amen. Are you with me? In Acts chapter 16, we have the spirit of truth I was speaking about and the spirit of error. There's a call to go to Macedonia, but in the flesh, the men and women of God want to go somewhere else. They wanted to go in a different direction. And in Acts chapter 16, verse number 6, the word of God says, "Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they came to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not." We have the spirit of truth, and we have the spirit of error. Now, I wonder if they went ahead and went to Asia, what would have happened? But there was a Macedonian cry. Amen? And Paul, and they answered the call to Macedonia with Paul and Barnabas. Amen? And even though they were anointed by men and women to go, they heard the voice of the Lord. They had to still be sensitive in what to do and what not to do. God gave us the spirit of truth so that we would know and hear his voice. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul just put it simply in Romans 8, verse 14. "For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." What were we talking about? "Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you in all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." So we have the guide. We have the guider. But we also have the guiding. Amen. I remember... when I was in the Navy, and I was in a nuclear weapon division, we had guided missiles. And these guided missiles, with the guided systems that were on it, could hit their target, okay? And you never missed a target, okay? Because the guided system was honed in to that target. And the same thing is with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And when God is guiding and leading us, what he is saying to you and I is he's given us the spirit of truth that's inside of us that will guide us in the truth. But there's also the spirit of error that's outside. The adversary is always trying to confuse us. God does things decently. He does them in order. So not only has he given us the guide within, that is our guider, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen. But he's also guiding us in the steps to take, the way to go and the way not to go. I'm reminded in John chapter 14, Jesus said, verse 26, he said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. Man, I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful for the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm so grateful that he leads us and guides us and directs us and comforts us and ministers to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time I get in the boo-hoo party, the Lord says, get away from yourself because you have to get out of there. Amen. You know, and every time I get into a poor me, you get into a poor me situation?
Oh, yeah.
Amen? Poor me. All of a sudden, I'm getting into a poor me situation, and the Lord shows me some people and shows me some of the things others are going through, and then I say, what in the world am I complaining about? Amen. 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 God says, I've given you my spirit as a guide. Amen. He's your guider. Amen. I don't know about you. Sometimes when you go to a place that you're not familiar with, I used to always want to go when I traveled. I never wanted to take a guide. I always wanted to do it on my own. And a lot of times I've ended up lost and needing help because I didn't want the guide. I thought I could do it myself. And so many times we're like that as children of God. God's given us a guide. He's given a guider to us. But we think we can do it ourselves. I'll just do it myself. And we get lost. So the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Is anybody hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to us? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 13, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
That's right.
Amen. So he reminded me when I was looking at that today in 1 John chapter 2. Verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointed teacheth you of all things in his truth. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth.
That's right.
For he shall not speak of himself, for whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he shall speak, and he will shew you things to come. But the same anointing teaches you all things and is of truth and is no lie. It's not the spirit of error. Even as it have taught you, you shall abide in him. He said, abide in me and my words abide in you. Amen. In other words, what we're saying is, hey, God's given, he's our guide. He's given us a guider that's guiding us in the right direction. Amen. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he's given us the guidance. Amen. In closing, the guidance. He's our guide. He's given us the guider. He's guiding us with his guidance, okay? One of the things I was looking at, again, our scripture says, how be it, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from the Father, he shall speak, and he will shew you things to come. What the Lord wants us to understand is he's given you and I the Spirit of truth within us. The Spirit of truth is inside of us to guide us. The Spirit of truth is our guider. The Spirit of truth is guiding us every day. And the Spirit of truth gives us guidance. Amen. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit teaches me a lot of things. Amen. Amen. So he says in verse number 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen? So when we're looking at what the Father is saying to us tonight, simply in closing, there's the Spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. Satan's the spirit of error and God's the spirit of truth.
Amen.
Amen. And he says, and we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. Remember that the adversary is the author of confusion. God does things decently, he does them in order. Amen. So what I'm praying is every time you see this scripture, now you'll see it in a different light. Howbeit, when the spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. And your word declares, Father, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And the standard was raised in the cross of Calvary, Father God. And you said that you must go so that the Comforter could come. And we're grateful, Father God, that you sealed us with the Spirit of truth. Father God, that you've given us the Spirit to guide us, Father God. You've given us a guider that gives us guiding, Father God, that gives us guidance in our direction, the things that we're to do and the things that we're not to do, Father God. I thank you for every man and woman and child that's gathered in this place tonight. Father, I pray a fresh anointing to be upon each and every one, Father God. I pray for the Spirit of God to rise up in each and every one of them, Father God. I know the adversary has been attacking in different methods, in different ways, in different avenues, Father God. But I'm grateful, Father God, that he's been defeated. He's been defeated, Father God. And when you said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. So may we have revelation of the finished work of Calvary, Father God. And may we bind every weapon that's formed against our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our spirits in Jesus' name. And may Christ in us arise, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. I thank you for every man and woman, Father God, and I speak blessings upon them, Father God. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them in such a supernatural way, Father God. May there not be one that leaves this place tonight without being encouraged by your word, being encouraged by your spirit, being encouraged by your love, Father God. May they recognize they have the spirit of truth and not the spirit of error. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.